Busy times at Keeley Park. We have flown in Denise Owens, making a rare visit here. Where have you been?
I know it, but like
you've
said...
You've been busy, haven't you?
We very busy. And I mean, I'm exhausted already, and we're not even into the new year. But I kind of suspect I will be here a lot more. We've got a lot of great things happening down at the American One Event Center. And then, of course...
Well, big car show today.
That's right, yeah. And I tell you, I keep hearing the bell ring. So that means someone said that means they've sold one. And it's that cowbell has been dinging quite a bit.
Well, that's good news.
It is good news.
Yeah. So you have several events coming up.
We do. You know, these are new events to Jackson and to us. But one of them, the second day of our Christmas Town 2-weekend event, is actually something people are familiar with. But we're kicking it off on December 3rd with the Christmas Town Dinner Dance. Now, this is something we've never done before, but it's an absolutely wonderful way to start your holiday season. The event center is going to be decorated to the nines, and we're going to have the lights will be switched on out on the grounds. And we've got a catered dinner, and we've got a great band, Phoenix Theory, and it's just a wonderful opportunity. And that's a ticketed event. The tickets you can get at etix.com, again, etix.com, or call our office, 788-4405. But this is also a great way because you can buy tickets by the table or by individual. So it's a great way to get a group together to start your holiday or even have a great Christmas opportunity for maybe the colleagues that you have in your office. If you come from a small office, you can get a table of 6 or 8. But then on the second day, Saturday, December 4th, is Kids Day, which starts at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And this is the event that Walton Agency just gave to the community for many, many years, and very well attended and very well appreciated. And they've done such a wonderful job on this. But you know what, Greg? They grew out of their accommodations. And so we were super...
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. But we were blessed that they came to us, and we jumped on the opportunity to be able to partner because, one, we always want to showcase where we're at the American One.
Sure.
But two, it's just a wonderful opportunity for the community. So that's going to be a big day of activities. We've got crafts. We've got all kinds of stuff. We've got Santa. We got pictures. We got a sing-along. A lot of great things happening. But if you're familiar with the Walton Agency's event that they normally hold on Thanksgiving weekend, it's going to be the same, but bigger. So we're looking forward to that. And then the next weekend is the 10th and the 11th, and that is a 2-day Christmas craft show. And we've got already over 100 vendors, so that's going to be a huge thing. So if you haven't finished your Christmas shopping, and from what I understand, don't get online and order it. Buy local. You can't have a better opportunity than to buy local. So come finish it up at the craft show on the 10th and the 11th.
So the dinner dance is brand new?
Brand new. And Christmas Town, which is what we call, it's the umbrella name for the activities. This is the first year of what will be annual. So we're excited, and we'll tweak it every year. But
so
yes,
it's really 2 weekends?
It's 2 weekends, yep. And as we go forward, who knows how far it'll expand. But the dinner dance is something that we've had some folks talk about. Adult proms and that kind of thing. And so this obviously is not. This can be attended by your entire family. So come and start out and get your good holiday attire on and a little more, you know, a little fancy way to, it's kind of an old fashioned idea, actually. A little way to really start your Christmas holidays. And you know what? This is an experience. This isn't stuff. And so, you know, a lot more things in our lives. We certainly appreciate our not necessarily stuff. It's experiences. So come and experience it with people that you love or you work with. So looking forward to a great opportunity. And tickets are limited because the spacing, due to the fact that we're decorating for all these other things, we have limited tickets. So don't wait. But I'm excited about it. And if you don't care, I'd like to do a real quick rundown of the sponsors that have faith in us and have continued. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, right out of the gate is Walton Agency. And then K105, and you know those guys. HB Concerts.
Yeah, I know.
HB Concerts, Larry's RV, Christoph's Flooring, Loyal Handyman, Community Hearing, wonderful people out there. My dad has hearing aids from these folks, and they're absolutely wonderful. But they've been really, really good and wanted to be participate in a lot of stuff we do.
Good.
Then Larry's RV, wonderful people. They just finished their trailer show, and I think there's another one on the calendar in the coming months.
Yep.
Then Printer Source Plus, Applegate, and the Parks Association, and JTV. So, I mean, there's a lot of folks that know that whatever we do down there, it's great. I love that. And, you know, obviously, I ask for a lot of stuff. I'm involved in a lot of stuff. And on that note, I will kind of slide in a little teaser because in the next week or two, I will be making a pretty major announcement about the fair. So it's, even though that's months away, we're kind of lucky that we've gotten a number of things tied up early. So besides,
well, you know who to call.
I know. So besides Beer Fest tickets that you can put, you know, under the tree, there'll be another opportunity that might be of interest too. So stay tuned, and I hope that you'll allow me to come in and tell you.
Open door for you, Denise.
Oh, thank you.
So Beer Fest is, you have the dates and everything?
Yep. It's, you know, it's always the second Saturday. And don't hold me to this because I haven't double checked, but I think it's the 13th, whatever, the second Saturday of March. It is in March. You know, we during COVID, we had to have it in May, but it's a March event. But it will all be entirely indoor in the new event center. So that'll be different. We haven't had the chance to be able to do that yet, but it will be come March.
The Walton Open House, I was there the last couple of years, and you know that you couldn't park.
Right, I was going to say.
Now you can drive right out and plenty of parking.
Yep, plenty of parking and plenty of space. So even in the times we live in now, and you know, I the whole social distancing kind of thing, we're going to be able to spread out and have plenty of room. So that helps too, and I think that it helps them. But I'll tell you, I'm very passionate about what I do for the fair, and that's exactly what I saw in the staff at Walton Agency.
Oh, they got to be excited.
Rick has some great people.
Yeah,
and I'll tell you, they're very passionate about this event, and so I know that they want us to be able to represent what they're doing the best way possible, but they're going to also be involved. It's just that they're going to be involved to help us to make sure that we keep exactly what they want to see happen. And I think that we have, and we will.
Yeah, they always let the kids pick out a toy, so.
And it's, we have a number of stations, and I think they call that Santa's Helpers store. The Walton store is what we refer to it as. We're doing building things inside the building. But yeah, so it's going to be a ton of fun. We've got a photo booth. Pro DJs is bringing the photo booth in. So we're going to be doing, just like they had pictures, doing pictures. We're decorating cookies. I don't know if you've gotten a lot of goodies from Randy Treacher, but his bakery will be there. And you know, he's quite a cookie decorator.
Yeah.
We're going to have a station where the kids
I'd like to do some sampling of that.
Would you? Well, yeah. I think you should tell him that when you swing in. But he's going to be right next to the kids' cookie decorating station, and from what I understand, he's going to be willing to kind of give them some pointers. His are going to look a little different in his booth, but he's going to give some pointers to some of these little young bakers, so I think that'll be fun.
Now, you've had holiday craft shows down there, but this one looks, a little bigger?
Well, yes, it's a little bigger, and this is ours, because we've had some folks came in. Well, we just finished Finders Keepers, you know, that was last Sunday, and that was a wonderful event.
Right.
But this is a brand new holiday craft show that we're doing in the American one, so we know, well, obviously, we've already over 100 vendors, and we're running out of space, even though I'm like, stack them up as high as you can get them, but there'll be a ton of people to be have an opportunity to do your Christmas shopping with them. A lot of different stuff, but a lot of it is truly crafts. And so come knowing that you're going to get something unique and individual. And I think that's something to say.
So again, tickets for the dinner dance e-tix.
Correct. Or our office.
Or call.
Yep, the 788-4405.
Denise, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.